when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good morning. Good afternoon and good evening, all you dear, precious Blood River Radio family members out there listening to us. What are you listening to? You're listening to Blood River Radio. My name is Eddie the Bombardier Miller, and we're really proud to say that Blood River Radio is the only radio station I know in the United States, perhaps the world. We have dedicated ourselves solely for one purpose, and that's fighting global white genocide. The program that's it's at full speed right now. It's been going on for over 200 years, but it's really picking up speed now. By the way, folks, just in case you don't know, it is March the 5th in the year of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, 2020. It's Jesus Christ, we always say, the only name under the sun in which man can be saved. And people, also, you know that we never do anything on this show without first going to the Lord in prayer. We have a very, very special man, one of the very few men that I actually respect nowadays, who's going to come on and say the prayer, and you'll recognize his voice, but I'll tell you who he is anyway. He is General, a.k.a. Dr. Michael Hill. He is the director. He is the League of the South. So he's going to say our prayer for us. He's graciously agreed to say that. So if you will, Dr. Michael Hill, go ahead and you can say hello to the audience if you want to, or you can just go into the prayer, whichever you want to do. It's your choice, brother.
All right, thank you, Eddie. Let's do the important thing first. Let's pray to the Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for yet another day in which we can serve you. We pray that you'll equip us to be your good and faithful servants. As you say in your own word, Father, let us be your battle axe. And I pray that you'll be our sword and shield in battle. And I pray that you'll give us victory. Lord, give us a good hour, 2 hours on this show. I pray that you will bless and favor Eddie Miller, the host of this show, and give him the wherewithal and resources to continue his good work. Bless all the people who've come on his show in the past and who will be coming on in the future. Give us all wisdom and discernment. And we pray that you will destroy our enemies, Lord, and you'll cloud their counsel, break their teeth, and let them fall into the pit that they dig for us. Now we pray all these things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior.
Amen. Amen to that, Dr. Hill. Thank you so much for that, saying that prayer, my brother. And with that, I got to say one more thing. We always have to mention our donors. Without donors, there would be no Blood River Radio. Actually, there would be no Liberty News Radio. We have Jeff, our dear brother in Salt Lake City, right under the nose of Sam Bushman, the guy who syndicates our show. Jeff in Salt Lake, thank you so much for your kind words, and thank you for much of your money. It will be well spent. We have operations planned coming up in the field. We're going down to Ole Miss. I say we. I'm going to do a guerrilla hit and run. I decided to avoid the law, to avoid the cops. I'm going to hit one place, hand out literature, talk to the little airheads down there, hop on my bicycle, and ride quickly to another place. And I'm going to repeat that process. Hopefully, and maybe if I can get the permission to broadcast to the campus, I'll do that. But also, we have Steve in Baltimore. Steve in Baltimore, your money is going to be well spent. Thank you so much. And Ken in New York, I swear Ken donates 2 or 3 times every month. I don't know how he does it, but thank you so much, Ken. And Andrew in Kentucky sent me a book. I'll try to read it. I probably won't get a chance to. I can skim it, but I just don't get a chance to read much. I'm not that bad. There's not enough time in the day. training for all these marathons, and I train for the marathons to, because I love to run. It helps St. Jude. And plus, people, I'm staying in shape as long as I can because I'm hoping and praying to God I can live to see to fight in this stinking revolution we're coming up so we can take it to our communist enemies. Well, that I'm going to shut up and bring Dr. Hill. It's your show, brother. I'll just follow where you go.
Hey, I tell you what, sir, I'm keeping myself in good shape too for the same reason.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm going to be ready to go. This next war coming, it won't be one I got wrapped into, Dr. Hill. It'll be one I'm just going to jump into. My God, I can't wait. But anyway, I've got chills already.
Most of the time it's government's telling you who you ought to go out there and be shooting at. They're always telling you to shoot at the wrong people.
Yes, sir.
When you make up your own mind, you usually figure out who the right people to shoot at are. So may God direct us toward the right targets next time around.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Well, listen, talking about war, I'm sure that everybody's kind of aware of what's going on about a half a world away in an area that's called Ukraine. It used to be called, 1,000 years ago, 1,500 years ago, Khazaria, the home of the Khazars, who are about 90% of the modern-day Jews. And it's not surprising to me that there is a war going on in this area. I'm just surprised it hadn't come before now. They've certainly been prodding and pushing and threatening the bear, as it were, the Russian bear. And I'd like to say this to all you conservative Americans out there who are listening. Please, whatever you do, do not conflate the old Soviet Union with current Russian Federation. They are two different animals. Vladimir Putin is not Nikita Khrushchev or Zbigniew Brzezinski. Leonid Brezhnev. Brzezinski probably would fit too.
Yes,
Brezhnev or any of the former party bosses, communist party bosses that ran the Soviet Union. Putin is, in my opinion, I know there are a lot of people who will take issue with me, but I'm just going on basically what I've read him having written and listened to what he said over the past, I think, 20 plus years. While he's not one of us, I think he certainly loves Russia and loves the Russian people. And I think for that reason, you could call him a Russian nationalist. He has the right enemies, too. He's made the right enemies. And I know a lot of people say, oh, that's just window dressing. He's just a tool of the Jews like everybody else. Well, that may be true or it may not be. I don't know. But all I know is what I see on the surface. And is there a lot of war propaganda coming out of Ukraine from Kiev and from Moscow? Obviously. Truth is war's first casualty. So all the information that we're getting coming out of this war zone is probably not true, but a good deal of it probably is true. And what's going on over there right now, in my opinion, on Russia's part, is very understandable. That is, they will not tolerate NATO taking over an area that, A, is on a very, very strategic part of Russia's border, particularly bordering on the Crimea and the Black Sea and the Sea of Azov, two very strategic areas. The Russians won't tolerate that any more than we would tolerate the Red Chinese, in Canada or Mexico, or the Russians in Cuba, as they were back in the 1960s. The United States and its allies in London and Tel Aviv and Brussels are the world's biggest hypocrites because they say, well, you know, we can invade countries and we can set up our missiles on the borders of our potential enemies and nobody better say anything about it, but you better not complain when we do it. So I think the United States and its global empire is getting its comeuppance, as they say now. And I think, you know, we've had a unilateral world in geopolitical terminology for the last 30 years since the fall of the old Soviet Union. And what we're seeing now is the fall, thank God, of the American empire and all of its satellites.
Amen.
And what we're going to see now is a multipolar world, probably with three or four centers or loci, I guess you would call them plural, locations of political and military power. Of course, the United States will continue to be one, but you'll also have one in Russia, one in China, and maybe, who knows, maybe one in Europe, but that probably will come under the shield of the United States. But one thing is for sure, a unilateral system, international system, is dying in front of our faces right now, right before our eyes. It's in its death throes, and Ukraine is going to be its final breath. And that is why I am supporting, at least from a moral standpoint, those who are right in this particular situation. And I can tell you this, that those supporting Kiev and the Jew-dominated government there, which came in through a coup d'etat 8 years ago in 2014, what was called at the time the Orange Revolution, one of those color revolutions, or the Maidan Revolution, that was engineered by the U.S. State Department, various NGOs, and George Soros. It was a coup d'etat against a legitimate government in the Ukraine.
Dr. Hill, we have to go to our first break. We'll be right back. People, hold on. We're going to go right back to Dr. Hill. He's the head honcho of the League of the South as soon as we come back from this break.
Attorney Jason Robb, General Counsel of the Knights Party based out of Harrison, Arkansas, and proud supporter of Blood River Radio. I, like you, am concerned about the destruction of our beloved America and our racial kindred people and our cherished liberties. As an individual and as a nation, liberty is what we seek. Liberty is important. It is what allows us to be independent, and if properly used, liberty allows us to fully worship God in all areas of life. And with that worship comes more liberty. We are on the verge of anarchy in this country, and personal liberty is looked upon as a crowning achievement of the people. However, Christianity and white law and order is viewed as the enemy of this newfound freedom, and that is why it is under attack. Learn more while listening to Blood River Radio every Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m.
During our war for Southern independence, the brilliant Confederate general Robert E. Lee foretold the decline of this country when he prophesied, if those people, referring to the dictatorial federal government, if those people win this war, the United States will become a bully abroad and a tyrant at home. As Lee predicted, it has come to pass. The principles laid out in our founding documents, our Declaration of Independence, and the individual rights protected in our Constitution have been vilified and discarded. But not everyone has surrendered. Blood River Radio brings you highly respected, intelligent guests not afraid to speak the truth when the truth in America today is censored and attacked. Your contributions keep us on the air in order to fight against the bullies abroad and the tyrants at home. Send your war contributions to Blood River Radio, P.O. Box 34636, Bartlett, Tennessee 38184. That address is on our website, www.bloodriverradio.com. Don't let the bullies and the tyrants win.
Dear Blood River Radio family, I will not transgress another minute. We're going to go right back to Dr. Hill. We cannot waste any more precious radio time. Go ahead, Dr. Hill.
I want to tell your audience how I think that all of this situation in Ukraine right now relates to Southern and white nationalism. The regime that is being propped up in Kiev is just an extension, a surrogate for the Washington, D.C., London, Brussels, Tel Aviv axis. the axis of perversion is like you and I were talking about at the break there. At a time, you know, they were kicking queers out of the U.S. Army, and now they're welcoming them like they're the, you know, saviors. And this is just perverse. And any Christian nationalist, be they Southern, white, Russian, whatever, we can't support this. This is what some people on social media, I think very humorously, refer to as globo homo. You know, it's the globalist and the homosec pushing the homosexual LBTGQ whatever agenda, and everything, every other perversion that goes with that, everything from feminism to, you know, open borders and white genocide is obviously at the top of the list there. So, you know, we Southern nationalists and white nationalists, wherever you may live, we are supporting Putin in this for one reason. And that is, A, from a moral standpoint, he's right to defend his country against this. And this is an attempt to slip the camel's nose under the tent by getting NATO in this very strategic area. And he's not going to put up with that, and I don't blame him. He shouldn't put up with it. And he's absolutely right to do what he's done. The people who are really going to suffer from this are the Christian people of Ukraine, who I have a lot of sympathy for. But, I think what Putin has done so far is to send in the Russian B-team militarily, and they haven't destroyed a lot of civilian infrastructure, and they've tried to keep civilian casualties down. They're destroying military assets right now of the Ukrainian military forces, trying to get them to surrender and see the light of reason. Well, what we need to be doing here is realizing this may be the last gasp of this international globalist, what I call the international deep state. Not just the American version of it, but the international version. But look, the final fight against the deep state is not going to take place in Ukraine. That's where the deep state's first step off the ledge is going to be. But these people are not going to give up their world, their quest for world empire without a fight. And I still think, and I've always thought this, that the main showdown between nationalism and globalism is going to come in America. And particularly, it's going to come in the southeastern quadrant of the continental United States. That's where the final battle in this struggle is going to be fought, i.e. the South. And the main reason for that is because I think this is where the last greatest bastion of Christian nationalism is. And that is their main enemy. That's their goal, is the destruction of Christian nationalism. Now, that's not to say they're not Christian nationalists all around the world. White people, you know, all the way from New Zealand, Australia, Canada, European countries. But the main focus, the main concentration of white Christian nationalism is in the South and, you know, to some degree in the Midwest and the mountain states, but largely in the South. And I think that's why we have to get our houses in order. There is going to be some terrible fallout from this conflict. And this conflict, I think, has been brought on. They've kind of forced Putin's hand here, I believe. And he's done the right thing in defending his country. But they're going to use this as a second stage. I think the COVID thing and the lockdowns and the vaccines were the first stage. This war will be the second stage. The third stage will be shortages, all kinds of economic dislocations that they will say will be Putin's fault because of him starting this war. What I'm encouraging people to do is what I've encouraged people to do since I've been doing it in the 1970s, and that is get yourself and your household ready for hard times. Just like you do, Eddie, get yourself physically in shape. Get yourself psychologically and emotionally ready, spiritually ready for this battle that's coming, because it's coming. And, you know, you're seeing right now, I haven't even gone out today to see what the price of gas is, but it was $3.80 a gallon down here in Killen, Alabama, yesterday. And out in California, somebody told me last night, I think it was approaching $6 a gallon.
Yes.
I think we're just beginning to start to see inflation take off like crazy, and you're going to see shortages. So get your house in order. If there's something you need, get it. Wean yourself off of the system. Put cash aside. Get into gold and silver. Buy up ammo and weapons. These things will be more valuable than gold. Store food. Plant a garden. Learn how to do the things your ancestors did. If we can survive what the international deep state, the global cabal, whatever you want to call it, has in store for us, then we can emerge from this thing victorious, because they are going down. They just want to take as many of us down with them as possible in hopes that they might be able to rebuild something out of the chaos, out of the ashes. We've got to be the ones who can survive this in numbers great enough to be the ones who direct the rebuilding of our civilization. So what you're watching now in that war over there, I think, is the second stage of a plan that began in late 2019, early 2020. And I think things are getting away from the international deep state here, and they're beginning to panic. So all you nationalists out there, take heed and take heart, because I think we've got some tough times to go through, but I think we're tough people. And we're going to come through them okay, and we're going to be able to rebuild some things on the other side of this chasm. I don't know how far across it is. In other words, I don't know how long this crisis is going to last, how many more elements to this crisis we're going to see before it's over and done with. But you need to get yourselves ready in every way, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically.
That, Dr. Hill, I don't use the word brilliant very often, but that was a brilliant summation you just gave. And we're always, on this show, we always preach solutions, solutions, solutions. You just gave one solution after another. You gave a whole list of solutions, and every one of them, I hope the people are listening to what you said. Everything you said is absolutely true. You mentioned gasoline in Memphis. I was out today. Me and my wife had a 20-mile trip. The cheapest you could see gasoline in Memphis was $3.69. We saw some of it at $3.99. People were talking about, well, Putin, I mean, if Biden gets elected president, gasoline will go to $4 a gallon. You know, this time next year, we'll be thinking about the good old days when we could get it for $4 a gallon, Dr. Hill.
That's right. That may be true. But look, you know, we're just going to have to realize that we got some tough times ahead of us, but we're a tough people, like I said. And one other thing I'd like to add as a solution here, Eddie, and that is go out in public and tell the truth.
Yes,
you know, it's one thing to tell the truth within the confines of your own home, with your family and close friends and all that, people who agree with you, you know. But it's another thing to go out and state the truth publicly. And the American people right now are being bombarded with a false narrative of what's going on, not only in Ukraine, but everywhere around the globe. The good guys are being held up as the bad guys, and the bad guys are being held up as the good guys. So go out in public and tell the truth. Blow the lid off of this thing and show these people are for the liars that that we know they are. And I will give Donald Trump one good plug here. He did coin that term fake news, and he's got a lot of people out there realizing that what they've been seeing on their TV sets for the last couple of generations really has been nothing but a fake narrative. We got to break that.
Amen to that. You know, well, we're going to a break now, but soon we come back, we'll bring old Rand Owen if he has anything to say. And I'd like to make just a few brief comments. We'll go back to Dr. Hill, and Dr. Hill can wave Rand in when he's ready for it. Our brother Rand, chairman of the Alabama League. People, you're listening to The Dynamite, the one and only Dr. Michael Hill. We'll be right back after this quick break.
protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There's word of another meeting between the Ukrainian and Russian delegations. This is the third round of talks for ceasefire. The last time they met in Belarus, they negotiated a ceasefire for the humanitarian corridor, but Russia broke the agreement. Ukrainian President Zelensky says Russian forces are advancing toward a third nuclear power plant. Zelensky held a call with U.S. senators and said that the Yuzhnokrantz nuclear power plant is under threat. Senator Lindsey Graham spoke about the call in a Twitter video.
The president indicated that labeling Putin a war criminal is the right thing to do, and he thinks would help tremendously.
Zelensky also asked for Visa and MasterCard to be cut off to further the squeeze on Russia's economy, and he backed the idea of cutting off Russia oil imports. This is USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
Florida senators passed a bill to set up an election crimes and voter fraud office and raise penalties, despite opponents to the legislation asserting that voter fraud is extremely rare. The bill passed by a 23-15 vote, the Republican majority voting in favor of the bill. The bill would create an Office of Election Crimes and Security within the Department of State, which would make Florida one of the first states to have an agency solely dedicated to election crimes and voter fraud. The new office in Tallahassee would aid the Secretary of State in reviewing alleged incidents of election violations, initiate independent inquiries, and oversee a voter fraud hotline. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis would also consult with the executive director of the Department of Law Enforcement to appoint at least one special officer to investigate alleged violations of election laws in each of its regional offices. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Being this is a 44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off, you've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
Hello, dear precious Blood River Radio people out there, and just so you'll know, some of the people I know, some of our dear brothers are listening. We have old Biscuit down there in Florida. He said he's going to be off listening tonight, and Biscuit's one of our greatest friends the Blood River ever had. He's one of our biggest, probably the biggest donor we have right now. We also have Jim Zim. I've got his card right here. He's my brother. It says the Military Order of the Purple Heart, Jim Zim. I won't name him where he is because, you know, the Antifa and the Black Lives Matter and the communist Jews are always out there listening. But Jim Zim, my brother, we're thinking of you right now. I'm looking right at your Purple Heart. And also we have Jim in Washington State. He's the one who sent me this letter. I was just reading. I have it framed. I was reading it to Dr. Hill during one of our breaks. And guess what? We have the old Alabama coon hunter coming in here to join us just a minute. We had to go get him. We had to send his wife and kids after him down in the woods to bring him out of the woods. He's been down there coon hunting and stuff. And but you know, the reason I love this guy is bringing on. You talking about redneck. That dude, he's the only person I know that's more redneck than I am. And I mean, this dude is like country. I mean, he is like, when you look up in the dictionary and you want to look up an old tough southern redneck, well, that you'll see Rand Owen on there. But Dr. Hill, we're going to have Rand Owen coming on in just a minute. But you go ahead, Dr. Hill, and finish what you were talking about. You were hitting on all cylinders, my brother.
Yeah, he's my buddy, I'm telling you. I hadn't been coon hunting since I was in my 20s, so I have to get him to take me for old time's sake.
He's the man.
Yeah, he is the man, that's for sure. He's a good friend of mine, too. I love him to death. This whole thing is very instructive about what's going on over there, and I think we need to watch it very closely here and make sure that we try and get the truth out to this. You've got all these so-called conservatives over here that are just falling all over themselves to condemn Putin and the Russians. I think Lindsey Graham, the faggot senator from South Carolina, was calling for the assassination of Vladimir Putin, which I think is absolutely ridiculous. I think Sean Hannity and that whole bunch of cheerleaders up there at Fox, with the exception of, as far as I know, Tucker Carlson, who is a voice of sanity amidst all the insanity. But all these so-called conservatives, with just a few exceptions, are beating the war drums against Putin and Russia. That's a stupid thing to do. First of all, is Ukraine worth a nuclear conflagration? The answer to that for any sane person is no, absolutely not. This is an area of security issue for Russia. We've got no business being over there. This is a criminal. Ukraine is basically a criminal enterprise masquerading as a nation state. There are rumors that there are bio labs over there that Dr. Fauci's mischief is being carried out in. I don't know if that's been confirmed yet, but there's some pretty good evidence that that may be true. But again, the whole situation in Ukraine for the last 8 years has been the establishment of a criminal enterprise masquerading as a nation state, a sovereign nation. And Putin has just about had enough of it. He has had enough of it. And, you're talking about at the break about sending in the A-team.
Yes.
He's sent in the B-team so far. When you see the First Guards tank army rolling up to the border, you'll know the A-team is about to get introduced. So we'll see if that's necessary. But in this country, I'm just encouraging people to do the things I said in the last segment. Get yourself ready and go out and tell the truth in public. So we can bring Rand on whenever you want to here.
We certainly will. I'll make one quick comment. I'm going to ask you, you can answer it, and then Rand can answer it. I'll ask, dear God, did you ever make a stupider critter than a Judeo-Christian? And at the very top of the stupid Judeo-Christians have to be the Southern Baptist, the United Methodist. I mean, they are so stupid they can't pour piss out of a boot. I mean, I have never seen anybody so stupid, and they're such hypocritical. They claim to be just Christians, but they're calling, like you said, Dr. Hill, they're calling for nuking our white brothers and sisters in Russia, assassinating Putin. But and they're supposed to be Christian. And you send these people scriptures out of the King James Bible telling you what a Christian is, who it isn't, and we've been over that many times. But I don't know how we can, if there's any way we can rehab them. Anyway, Mr. Coon Hunter yourself, how you doing tonight, brother?
I'm blessed, Eddie, and hello, Dr. Hill, and all the listeners.
Hey, Rand, good to hear your voice, just, sir.
Yes, sir, you too, Dr. Hill, as always. And it's an honor to be on the show with honorable men like y'all, that's for sure.
Well, likewise.
Thank you.
I'm like y'all. I'm hoping to stay in shape and enough to participate in the coming conflict that is inevitable. And coon, y'all mentioned coon hunting, coon hunting, deer hunting, any outdoor activity. That's a good way to stay in shape. It'll make you tough. But
you better believe it. Also.
Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead, Rand. No, you go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say that you had mentioned pushing the bear, and I just wanted to take a real quick general outline of of how Ukraine got to where it's at now, just real quick. And but in 1999, you know, Russia more or less gave up Poland and Hungary to NATO. They didn't like it, but they went along with it. And then again in 2004, Romania and some of the other Baltic states. And there again, they didn't really like it, but they swallowed it. But in 2008, you had this expansion thing come up about the NATO expansion, the EU expansion, and as Dr. Hill just mentioned, the color revolution, which is basically a liberal democracy that would be in line with the United States and, of course, Britain. And, you know, Russia more or less said in February of 2014, as Dr. Hill mentioned, that was when the coup took place in Ukraine, and they took out a pro-Russian leader and installed a pro-U.S. leader. And
yep.
Let me back up just a minute. At the end of 2008, the Bucharest NATO summit, at the end of that summit, they announced that Georgia and Ukraine would be a part of NATO. And at that time, Russia made it very clear that that wasn't going to happen. They drew a line in the sand right then and said that would not happen. And, you know, in August of that same year, that's when you had the war in Georgia and Russia took Crimea. Crimea is going to be Russia. They're not going to give up, as I understand, there's a naval base there, and they're not going to give up that naval base.
Yeah, that's so a big naval base at Sevastopol there.
I'm sorry?
No, that's the big naval base at Sevastopol. They would be foolish to give that up.
Yes.
That's where their Black Sea Fleet stays anchored, you know. That's too big of a strategic area for them to give up.
Yeah, so they're not going to give that up, and I don't blame them. If I was Russian, I wouldn't want to give it up either. And that's why I don't understand why people can't do, if as y'all say, old redneck boy like me, and do enough research to understand this, why can't most people?
People don't want to.
It blows my mind that how they will swallow up, most will swallow up whatever narrative that is put forth out there by the likes of Hannity and Fox News and all those neocons. But the Ukraine is in the mess it's in right now, as y'all well know, because of United States, Britain, and the likes of. That's why they're there. But Russia.
Hey, Ram, my brother, we got to go to a break. As soon as we come back from this break, we'll go right back to you, Ram, my dear brother from Alabama. Folks, hang on to your seats. We'll be right back after this brief message.
I'm Pastor Everett Ramsey, pastor of Faith Baptist Church. A congregation of God's covenant people, informed Christians know that we are at the brink of a long-planned one-world government being executed that will not tolerate true Christian faith. There is a way to stop it. Our church has used God's spiritual weapons of warfare many times over the years, and in every case that was properly executed, the Church of Jesus Christ has been delivered. It is called the Court of Divine Justice. David used it many times. Read Psalm 37, Psalm 109. It includes truthful information, repentance, and imprecatory prayers. Blood River Radio is the only radio station I know that supports action based on truth about lies concerning the Confederacy, the Civil Rights Movement, the German people, the true Holocaust, and who the true covenant people of God are, and the sins and failures of the churches, if any of these this means anything to you, and it should, then please say so with your money as well as prayers. You may obtain information from us about the Courts of Divine Justice by sending your offering and request to Blood River Radio, and we take none of the money.
I'm Monica Schaefer from Canada, a former political prisoner. Here at Blood River Radio, we are not afraid to tell the truth and shame the devil. Our mission is to fight against white genocide. We do that by exposing the lies. We talk about the American Civil War. We talk about the vilification of German people and by extension, all white people. And we even talk about that linchpin lie, the Holocaust. Deception by the alien enemy within has brought us whites to our knees. My last words at the Schaefer's speech crime trial in Germany were, quote, "If there was a law forbidding us to breathe, we would break that law immediately just to live. And so it is with this law. We must break this law in order to survive and thrive as a people," unquote. Please donate to Blood River Radio and help keep us on the air.
Oh, dear Blood River Radio family, we're going to go right back to, you know, me and Dr. Hill and my dear brother Rand Owen. We were talking during the break about what you have here. I'm going to make this brief. We have our Judeo-Christian misguided, maybe I shouldn't call them stupid, but they seem stupid to me, misguided. Here they are supporting a Bolshevik Jewish satanic cabal, a global homosexual cabal that's taken over every Western nation, every government in the world that's Western. And they're out there screaming for the blood of a Christian man in Russia who's built and restored thousands of churches over there. When General Nick used to come on, he said that the same Jewish cabalists, Bolsheviks over there, they murdered thousands of Catholic nuns, Catholic priests. They buried them alive. They burned them alive. They tortured them in every way possible. I'm going to make this real quick. I was telling them also, our brothers during the break, about, I got this thing from the VA. Hope this doesn't get me in trouble. And they have a special department out there to treat lesbian, this is for health program, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, / questioning, I guess they don't know what the hell sex they are, questioning, plus LGBTQ health program, just for those freaks, man. And just when I got drafted in the 60s, they were kicking queers out. Anyway, I got to shut up. Go back to you, Rand. Go ahead, brother. I had to get that in there right quick.
Well, I'm glad you did, Eddie. And just stuff like that alone is make me go. And like you said, I'll go. I think I would go and fight for the Russians. Just based on such as that. It's no way that anybody with any sanity could not respect somebody with the mind of Putin and the way that he carries out in defending Russia over what's going on basically worldwide today, led by the Jews. But you know, where I left off a while ago, you know, then shortly in 2014, the Civil War broke out in eastern Ukraine, and Russia's been fueling that, and I understand it, and I don't blame them, but they've more or less said, you know, we'll destroy Ukraine before we let it become NATO. But how we got to where we're at today is the fact that NATO, that Ukraine had basically become a member de facto of Ukraine. And, well, for example, we have the Monroe Doctrine. And I'm sure that Russia has their own form of the Monroe Doctrine. They should have. I know they do. And you can't blame them, as any nation should. But Russia views this all as a threat. And, you know, when you push a bear in a corner, I mean, what do you expect to get? But it bewilders me how people are so gullible to the mainstream narrative about Putin. You know, all he wants to do is kill people and take land, when all you got to do is a little simple research and could figure this all out if you would get away from that TV and those Jew-led mainstream narrative reporters. Like y'all have already alluded to, it would be no different than if Russia was arming Mexicans. That's what the United States have been doing in Ukraine. They've been arming them. They've been supporting. They've been encouraging them to go against Russia. But Russia's not going to let or allow Ukraine to be part of NATO, and I don't blame them. And I'm glad they've drawn a line in the sand, and we'll see where this all goes as how it affects us.
Yeah, I think, Rand, that you're absolutely right about this. This is a Russian security issue. And I think what the Jewish international cabal is pushing for here is a war between white people. They want to see a lot of white Christians kill each other. And that's why they're pushing this thing and trying to get a really, really hot ground war going in Ukraine, is so the body count, the bloodletting will get more intensified, because I'm convinced that that's what they wanted to see in World Wars One and Two. That's what they've wanted to see ever since, is white Christians fighting and killing each other over matters like we're seeing here. You know, one thing a lot of people don't realize is that since the enemy, the global homo enemy, has taken over in Kiev and all of Ukraine, except that far eastern part that's really Russian, Ukraine has become the hot spot, not just in Europe, but in the world, for pornography and sex trade, trade. It is a completely perverted regime over there, and Zelensky himself, that little sawed-off Jew midget, is a pervert. I mean, there have been some videos I've seen on Telegram of him dancing around like you know, some faggot with some other guys. And is this the kind of leader? It's the kind of leader that the Washington Post and the New York Times are hailing as a hero. You know, it's a little sawed-off bastard. But, you know, we need to portray him for what he is. He's a little a Jew pervert. And Putin is an honorable man. He may not, you know, he may have done some things that have rubbed some people the wrong way, but nobody can deny that he is standing up for his people and his country against a real existential threat to it here. And, you know, for the United States to be siding with a criminal regime like the one in Kiev means that basically the United States has become a criminal regime. Of course, it's been that way for a long time, and we Southern nationalists have recognized that. But it's just opening itself up. You know, what has it done to Russia? It has locked its bank accounts. It has boycotted Russian goods. You know, it's pouring out Russian vodka, Russian cat breeds can't be in cat shows. I mean, it's become the theater of the ridiculous and absurd. And what this has done, it's made the United States and its allies into a laughingstock, because we're not going to be able to stop Putin doing what he's doing in Ukraine. He's dead set, like Rand said, on accomplishing his mission there, which is Russian security, border security. And the United States is making itself look like a fool by supporting a regime like Zelensky's, and also doing all this, all this leftist crap, like all this politically correct stuff about, you know, taking Russian vodka out of the liquor stores and all this kind of stuff. It's just basically childish kind of stuff. And but the technological stuff they're doing, freezing bank accounts and all that kind of stuff, is going to make no other regime in the world trust the United States, because they're going to say, when are they going to do that to us? So China's probably rubbing their hands in glee, saying, "Ah, oh, you bring all your investments to us. You know, we won't treat you like the United States says. We won't freeze your assets and your bank accounts. Pull all your stuff out and bring it to us." So the rest of the world, and it's a big chunk of the world when you talk about China and India and the Middle Eastern nations, Iran, Syria, and obviously Russia itself, who are against the United States and its perverted alliance here, you're talking about more than 50% of the world's population standing against this globo homo regime. And good
praise the Lord for
it. Absolutely,
that's
praise
right.
the Lord for them. Because what we're
you're
seeing
right.
here,
you're
I
right,
do
Dr.
believe.
Kim,
yeah, I believe we're seeing God's hand at work here destroying this evil American empire.
And, you know, even the mainstream media has more or less reported about Ukraine being up to their chin with the Biden crime family.
Yeah.
And people still don't get it. But it looks to me that since 1999... or so, Russia has done a lot of give and take.
They have.
You know,
they've done more giving than they have taken.
They have, and they have been pushed to this point. But you
yep.
know, Dr. Hill, you talk about the perversion and all, and I just want to say this real quick. I know we're probably coming up on a break. But, you know, some might say, well, Rand, you're all about independence, Ukraine's independent. You know, I'm starting to have a little bit different feeling. There was a time when I thought that all the states, the southern states, the United States, could be independent states. But I think we're past that, Dr. Hill. I think that the states have been so sodomized that we're past that. And the only correction would be a strong hand.
Yeah, amen.
We need a strong hand. You can say Putin, you can say whoever, not Trump. But anyway, but we got to have a strong hand to make any kind of attempt to correct what has been, what has gone wrong in this nation.
Yes.
If you took any southern state, Rand, if you took any southern state and made us independent tomorrow, if it were Alabama, for example, we'd have to clean out Montgomery, because Montgomery's nothing but a little bitty Washington, D.C.
That's right.
It wouldn't be any different. It'd just be on a little bit smaller scale. You're absolutely right. We need strong men, and I'm talking about men, not women, in positions of power.
Yeah.
Who will do what's necessary to get rid of this enemy and get him out of our midst,
yes,
out of our lands, so we can redo the things that need to be redone for our civilization. And that's going to take a strong man with a lot of guts.
And we all know who that enemy is.
Sir,
it's the same enemy we've had for 2,000 years or more. It's always the eternal Jew. Always Jews,
right.
All the time. Before we go,
that's
we can say
right.
something
that's,
to Rand.
That's it.
Yes, sir.
That strong hand, just a couple more things. That strong hand, as we say, it has to set the standard.
I got
just a couple more comments when we come back.
Well, unfortunately, we're all way out of time. This is our last break. We're transitioning to the second hour now, y'all. Thank you so much,
right,
Dr. Hill, for
care.
Coming on. Thank you, Dr. Hill. Thank you so
my
much.
Pleasure.
Yes, sir.
My pleasure.
We ran out of time so fast. Hang on, if you want to, Rand. Maybe we can bring you in the second hour. Dear Blood River Radio family, that is the fastest hour ever seen. Dr. Hill is brilliant. Rand did one hell of a job. Like we said, we're transitioning to the second hour. We're going to bring out my little sister, Monica Schaefer, and my brother, the bitter ender, Gene Andrews. Be right back. Hold on.